Going on, man. This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is T Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
Peoples, this is T Nigma with Enigmas Unchained, and we are done. Look here. If that beat don't do that to you, don't talk to me. If it don't do that to you, don't talk to me, okay? We won't be on this long because we don't need to be on this for 55 minutes to talk about this movie. Okay, first off, this is a freaking masterpiece. Okay, first off, this is a masterpiece. Okay, this is the best Batman movie I've ever seen. I say that with years of comic book knowledge, like literally comic books was my first language. Well, it was my first literature. Like it was comic books, encyclopedia, Lord of Rings. Those are my first things I read in my fifth year of life on this planet, okay? With that, like it was Spider-Man, Batman, Lord of the Rings, and A through Z in the encyclopedia, okay? Now, you got this immaculate film, but I got my friend's best friend, the Ice, with me, though. So, first off, make sure that's put in there. And here's a fun fact about him, just to make sure that you understand the situation. Did you know that he's your friend's best friend? But if you didn't know, you're welcome. but man, how did you feel about this movie, bro?
Dude, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it from the second it came on till they told me goodbye at the end.
Yeah, I mean, like literally, like the way that he filmed it, Gotham felt alive for the first time I've ever seen on TV. It didn't just feel like a cesspool, you know. It just they actually made the city feel somewhat alive. I was like, wow. And then the way that because we're gonna do the spoiler light. There's gonna be spoilers in it, but we ain't gonna just like go through the whole movie because we're literally just giving you a brief synopsis of like what we took out of this. So thematically set wise, you know. The Batman pretty much being like an avatar of vengeance, literally taking up the name Vengeance. like that right there by itself is like, this sucker mean business, right? And him like going through the process, getting caught up with the Riddler, and the Riddler just being this nasty, diabolical, calculated, cold-blooded sucker. That pretty much had planned all these steps for all y'all to figure out, and just immaculate delivery. The cast was on point. I'm talking about from the extras to the main stars. It all made sense. I say this all the time. One of the things I always didn't like about the way they did the comic books, I mean, the way they did the movies, is that Carmine hardly ever had a moment in these movies. Falcone was Carmine Falcone was normally just like, oh, he's just saying that. Like, no, this dude had, there's so much more you could glean from him to kind of like set some stuff up. And they did it with this movie. So here's another spoiler. You know, if you haven't read the comic books, then shame on you. But the long Halloween, Batman, the Long Halloween, we found out that Selina Kyle is the daughter of Falcone. Now, the implications of that is pretty dope, because you think about Batman is the son of Martha and Thomas Wayne. They are the ivory tower darlings. Selina Kyle is the daughter of a random lady and Falcone, whichever way you want to pronounce it. And that made her the daughter of the underworld. Do you get where I'm going with this yet? So when we watch the comic books and the role reversals, they switch places. Yeah. You know, she was the one that loved the high places and nice apartments and stuff like that. And where Batman at? Where Bruce Wayne at? He's underground.
Yeah.
In a bat cave. They literally were born on two opposite sides of the spectrum in Gotham and ended up in two different sides in Gotham. I always loved that. So I appreciate the fact that they threw that in the film to kind of give that some extra perspective. That, like, you know, literally you talk about two people that switch between light and dark. And I think it's dope that they allowed you to see like what that looks like in the film, like with Pattinson just being this two years in, he doesn't even want to be Bruce Wayne right now. He's like, what is that? Let me be the bat. And he was a bat for like 90% of the movie. I mean, it made sense. It was like, he's like, no, I'm vengeance. I'm going out to wreck some suckers tonight. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, but he, I mean, just immaculate, man. I was like, yo, because we're going into spoilers real quick. So Ice, what was your favorite scene?
I think the car chase with Penguin was probably.
You ain't by nothing. Okay. You ain't about nothing, because like you already know why you like. Yeah, it was dope, but it's because of Mike. Okay, Mike had no business making a doggone track like that for no car chase. Okay, I ain't never heard nobody playing it like that for no car chase. I was like, this dude was literally sitting in the
that
room.
That was diabolical, man.
Bruh, I mean, like, look, any this dude was probably vibing to NWA before he did this. Something was wrong. I mean, I was like, something ain't right, because Broham had an extra bit of fire in him when he did this doggone thing. I was like, this brother is like coming out here like, I don't care who you is. That's all his beats is like real confrontational. They were all so very confrontational. It was great. I was like, you know, what made old school rap dope was that all the beats just made you feel like somebody was about to fight you. Okay, something's about to happen.
Yeah.
Right. So for example, if I play Annie Up and you don't fear for your life, you don't know what Annie Up mean. Okay.
Oh boy.
If I play what? I Ain't Never Scared, right? If I just play that beat and you're not checking your shoulders. Yeah, like you're not checking your shoulders and your feet and your passage out of the building, then there's something wrong. That's how I felt listening to this music of this doggone score. Every single beat felt like somebody was like in danger. Yeah.
Man, listen, I was thinking about stopping being greedy myself.
Yeah. That's fair.
I just had to ride a bike, and you know, I'm riding. We got them, you know, and just stop being greedy, just playing.
Stop being greedy, man. I mean, it would actually fit the theme too, because Penguin would be yelling at the Batman, stop being greedy. Keep real, Pop. Give it to the needy. My ribs are touching. don't make me wait. When Brown, I'll bite you, snatch plate. You know what I'm Yo, I'm talking about like I'm with you though. That car chasing, my joint was that last fight, bro. Like I said, we in spoiler territory. So if you listening, just log out and go watch the movie, because like we ain't stopping. When he let out that flare, that shot should have not been that beautiful. That shot should have not been that beautiful. Okay, first off, I just gotta make that point plain. That shot was not supposed to look that good. I don't know what he did. I was like, why does this shot look like the world is in danger? You know, but him hitting the venom to keep fighting, like that's Bane venom. Bane. He hit him.
Selena was in trouble. He had hit that venom up.
He had to hit that venom, bro. I mean, the venom that nectar, bro. He was like, I gotta get. but what's crazy though, one of the things that they don't talk about, like in the comic books, there's actually a run where the bat actually does get addicted to venom. So there is a run where he actually does get addicted to venom. You know, because it's like it's pretty much his wake up to keep fighting at night. This man, he's a regular man. You know what I'm saying? So you know, he needs some, like he was like, I need pick me up. And that's what happened in the movie. They actually showed in the movie where he's like, I need pick me up. Is hit the neck, and he was like, boom, 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 boom. He was probably humming in it. He was humming it in his head. Boom, 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 boom. Like somebody about to get these hands today. Boom, boom.
Hey, these hands are ready to eat.
That's right, man. No, but I do appreciate the fact that, like, you know, they actually let the villains live. They ain't that refreshing.
I'm about to say, like, ain't too many movies nowadays you see where the villain actually get to live. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh. You already know, man. MCU murderized every single villain they got, except for like maybe three. And that's including the TV shows. Like, I'm talking, they done murderized most of them. They're like, y'all sucker than that. Like,
but I thought they got to live for a little bit.
So let's do a quick tell of the tape, okay? Obadiah Stane dead.
Blown up.
Blown up, literally, like set on fire in the iron suit. He gone. He ain't coming back. He got roasted. Like that's literally he got honey roasted. He was sitting inside of a metal suit in fire. He was sizzling. Okay, he ain't coming back. So Obadiah dead. Let's see, Iron Man 2. That was a Whiplash dead. He was in the explosions in the garden. He dead. But this is the first one to stay alive, at least for what we know right now, was Hammer. Hammer is in jail. So that's one. I'm gonna put that on. That's one guy. All right. Then you go to Captain America. Red Skull had a fate worse than death. He had to go and be an escort somewhere. So we pretty much count that as death. So he's like, it's like Red Skull is pretty much caught in a perpetual escort mission. That is the worst thing to ever be caught in anything. If you're a gamer,
in purgatory.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like if you play game, if you're a gamer, you know that escort missions are the worst missions to take. Red Skull was pretty much put on an infinite quest to be a that's a fate worse than death. The let's see, Captain America Winter Soldier. Bucky wasn't really the villain, but Pierce was, and Pierce is in rubble in a lake somewhere. He's dead. Civil War, you know, once again, it was just a scrap between people. And then we got Zemo. It's two. Okay, it's two, right?
Okay, yeah.
He's still alive. So that's that run. Then we look at Thor, Loki. Well, no, Loki died in this timeline. So nope, Loki's gone. He died multiple times in this timeline, actually. So Loki's dead. The Dark Elf dude is dead. Ragnarok, who he fought in Ragnarok? Oh, he fought his sister. His sister died died nameless. died nameless.
Ragnarok.
Yeah, pretty much. She died nameless. Nobody will remember her name. So she gone. Let's see who else we got. Incredible Hulk. Everybody in there. Blonsky was alive. That's three. Okay. Blonsky. Okay. Blonsky lived because he was in Shang-Chi. Speaking of Shang-Chi, the villain died in that. So Eternals, the villain died in that too. Black Panther, villain died in that. The Tale of the Tape, I mean, I can keep going, but the Tale of the Tape ain't good. You know what I'm saying? For how they treat Ultron dead. Thanos is dead. I mean, like Black Widow with her dude that did the stuff and she had to break her nose. I would say that dude dead, he dead. You know what I'm saying? So it's like every movie that you can think of, Cass is dead. Okay. There's not many of them that survive. But like this particular movie, they make it a mission because it's the bat. They go to Arkham Asylum. Right.
Oh.
And I do love the fact that they finally use a story where Martha was not a Kane before she became a Wayne, but she was an Arkham. And Arkhams all are crazy, which means that the Batman has that crazy in him, too. And that's the whole point. The whole point was to show you that, like, literally there's a level of mental instability with the Bat. Yes, he fights, but there's something off about this man. His mama was off. And the melee Arkham boys now. Look up, I'll let you be a comic book fan today. Look up what Martha, Granddaddy and Daddy did. Look that up. Have fun with how he built Arkham. If you played the Arkham Asylum game and you read those notes, you would know what I'm talking about. That's Batman's family. It's his family. So, yeah, I mean, like, it's crazy. But I do appreciate the fact that they gave Penguin his own story, because he's pretty much like Scarface in his joint, and how they, you know, made it where he like was Falcone's like second in command. But he got a chance to kind of rise up those ranks in the midst of this. Cause like when he got clapped, when Falcone got clapped, there's a vacuum. And I think I told Isis already, but they have a series for the Penguin, a series for the Gotham City PD, and they're talking about an Arkham show as well. So this one movie spawned a mood. It's not even like a movie anymore. It's like literally a revolution. This is crazy. Like this one movie like literally catapulted them into different levels to do this particular thing. But from start to finish, man, the Batman was phenomenal. Like it took over small parts in the very beginning. It's like a 3-hour movie. But they give you, it's like you're watching them put all the ingredients in a pot and to put it on low, to put it on high. And as the movie goes along, you get to see like the Riddler's plan, like pretty much the flood Gotham and what he wanted to do to destroy the city, to bring the city on itself. And then Batman kind of come into that realization. He was like, home, he was fighting one of the guys and the dude said, no, I'm vengeance. And he was like, oh, shoot. He was like, oh, this is a problem. Yeah. This is a big problem. Maybe I need to be hope instead of vengeance. No, I'm saying like, and him having that realization was dope. It was dope, man. I thought it was dope that he like had to realize it, like maybe I should be inspiring hope. And then he changed it from like just beating suckers up to like literally try to save the city.
Right.
That was we got to see the birth of the Batman. That's the reason why it's called this, the Batman. Because this is he got to challenge his own motto and do it his own way. So any other things you want to point out for the movie, bro?
I mean, cause like you said, like shoot, that's why he couldn't. That's why he told Selina he couldn't leave, man.
Yeah, he couldn't leave. Like she was like, I'm out of this piece.
Like,
she pulled a DC from Next Friday. She's like, yeah, you know, I was one of them cats. I was one from the hood, and I love the ghetto. And as I told her, whenever I got a check, that I wasn't gonna leave. But as soon as I got my check, I was gone. That was Selina Kyle. Selina Kyle was like, I'm gone. All right. I didn't see it. Yeah, but I mean, I'm with you. I mean, I don't want to spoil it too bad. I just wanted to, you know, give some things. But definitely the big spoiler. You know, Riddler and Batman and Riddler's in the Arkham Asylum having a good old conversation about all this madness his brother did. And Batman was like, you're crazy. You're a crazy person. And that pissed Riddler off. Now, if you know the Riddler's character, he hates being called crazy because he feels that he's the most intelligent person in the room. And when people prove that he's that they're more intelligent than him, it literally sends him into a frenzy. Like, that's why, like, when you see, like while Batman was, like, beating all this stuff, he was spazzing. So then you add on to the fact that he's thinking, he has this delusion in his mind that him and the Batman are working together. And Batman's like, I ain't working with you. You crazy. And he was like, this sucker did not just use the C word. That's what he was at. He's like, this sucker did not just use C word on me. He don't call me crazy. And also you hear laughter. And I was like, oh, this laughter is Joker laughter. And he let that doggone riddle out. He was like, you know, like you gonna be my friend. And I was like, oh my goodness, we might get Riddler and Joker in one movie together.
That's ridiculous.
Let's get it. Like, once again, they didn't kill the dude. Thank you. Goodness gracious. Like leave folk alive so we can have a good time. Dog. But yeah, like, that is going to be litty. Okay. I mean, like,
look, you did so good.
What villain do you want to see in this universe?
Let's see. Because you got a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but
don't know that people don't even know about.
Yeah, like, but who you think would be like the like a great fit now in like the world that this was made in for the Batman?
Let's see. I think a lot of people speculating Freeze gonna pop up sooner or later.
I need it. That's what I want. Mads need to play the boy. That's all. He needs to be doggone Miss Freeze. I was like, I can't unsee that now. I'm like, no, there's nobody else now. I need Mads to be. He needs to be Mr. Freeze. He has the stoic look. Yeah, and he can look good in some shades and a bald head. And he'd be like, this is like revenge is a dish best served cold. Like that. That line is. Just rock my world as a kid. It's still, I mean, I'll be listening to it now, and I'm like, this sucker was great. Like, it's like who, like, and it's yeah. But I mean, I say Freeze, but yeah, who you want to see? Like, who you want to see? Forget logic. Who you want to see in this particular universe fight this type of version of the Batman?
Let's see. It was a doctor. Was he a doctor?
My Hugo.
Yes, Hugo.
Yeah, Hugo Strange. Which makes sense because he would be an Arkham.
Mm.
He was an Arkham doctor, like a psychiatric doctor. So yeah. So he would probably, I mean, it would make sense to put him in a movie. On a real, it would make sense to put him in the next one because he would be doing psychiatric evaluations on most of these cats. that would be pretty fire. Like, on a real, like, him like kind of twisting their logic and trying to get them out and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm digging that. I'm digging that. I want to see Harvey Dent because they killed the DA.
Yeah.
They dealt. They get this. I'm like, that's a vacuum that needs to be filled, likely by Harvey Dent. So I was like, so the possibilities that they set up by the end of the movie. I was like, just the power shift. You know, Penguin getting the Iceberg Lounge in 44 Below, and what he can do with that. They're gonna establish that in the show. Then you got Catwoman, you know, kind of going off and doing her own thing, you know, in her own way, you know, so which is dope because she got her own whole story in this joint, and it made sense. Then you have like I said, Freeze. We already talked about that. We already know that Enigma's still alive, thankfully. He is Enigma, so we give him a pass sometimes, but so we like, well, he is Enigma. So the Joker is in it. You know, Joker's in his universe now. Played by your boy who was Druid in Eternals. And this is no shade towards him. First time I saw that dude, I was like, this brother need to be a villain or something. he don't got nothing on his face. Looks like a good guy. He just don't got the look. I was like, nah, bro, you look like you would stab a dude and put him in your closet and then go and have dinner. That's how he looked to me. That's how he looked to me. I mean, no shade, nobody else who liked the cat, but I'm just saying that's how I feel. But yeah, man. I mean, like that's a yeah. But absolutely, I enjoyed the mess. This movie gets an A+ for me, 10 out of 10. because of the possibilities that it opened up for more DC stuff in that universe, which they needed. Because as much as I love Snyderverse and the Snyder Cut, it's too much controversy around that joint. It's way too much controversy around it. To have a blank slate to kind of just come in and do something different, I think it's better for them. Start from the bat, and then if you want to branch it out and other things, you really can. So, what's your thoughts, bro?
Talking about
Batman. Yeah,
that was a ride, man. Like,
yeah,
I feel like it wasn't campy.
Yeah,
like. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, like it there was life, but then it was still darkness.
A lot of darkness, but absolutely a lot of light. Like even the scene where they just showed like a dark shadow and the criminal was like, man, we don't even know. You know what I'm saying? They was like, man, I don't even know.
It was in a dark area and you hear the footsteps. They like, oh shoot. Hey, man, he's coming, huh?
Man, so but they made sense of the terror of the bat. Like one of the things that like I don't think that they really did a good job of, even in the Nolan verse, is how terrifying Batman is. You know, like literally how absolutely terrifying he is to the people who like try and terrorize Gotham. You know, like he's the boogeyman and the boogeyman. You know, and that being a, you know, a thing, you know, where you get to see that joint where people like are about to rob somebody. And they pause because they're like, shoot, I don't even know if you're looking. You know, they're like absolutely in fear because they're like, there's no way I can do this and this sucker come over here and break all my bones.
Right.
Like flat out come out here and break your behind. Like just break you. But yeah, I mean, phenomenal movie. I mean, I can't praise it enough, but like I said, we don't want to tell you all of it because, you know, there's still a lot that happens in this movie that we did not talk about, that we're just leaving some stuff alone because, you know, we have some spoilers in here, but we don't want to take it all away from you. But, bruh, please go watch this movie. Please go watch this movie if you haven't. If you haven't seen it, this is a cultural event. Like literally, it's a geek cultural event. They did an excellent job. First box office success for this particular year. It hit $248 million. In the first, like from Thursday to Saturday. That's madness, bro. Absolute madness. So it's probably more than that. Now I hadn't checked today, but it's just, and we're recording this early in the week. So by the time you see this, it'll probably be near the end of the week. They'll probably clear close to a billion by the time we get there. But I'm telling you, man, that this movie is dope. I mean, like all the characters make sense. They all have legs, like where you don't feel like they're gonna get cut out from under them because they this ain't MCU, where villains just absolutely have to die immediately. and then you have to make up people at the end because you ain't got nobody else to fight. You know, that's pretty much what they're at right now. They're like, well, who we got to fight now? Well, we got Kang. Well, can we fight Kang yet? No. Who we got to fight before we get to Kang then? That's pretty much what's going on right now. Like, they're in the stage. They're like, we don't know. It's like, huh, okay. Y'all ain't got nobody right now. I mean, like they don't have anything notable. Like Spider-Man is the only one, but that was mostly because it was pretty much the Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
you know. So, and I'm that's not. I say the movie is still phenomenal. Now, I get twisted now, but if there was nothing, if there was no Tobey Maguire, no Andrew Garfield in that movie, it would not have clicked as well. But because they were in the movie and they added that extra depth to the character, it was great. But if they weren't in the movie, it wouldn't have been nothing. But it would have been like another dreadful MCU version of a Spider-Man movie. But yeah, but this movie, absolutely worth the time. Please go check it out. Stamp approved from Enigmas. We give it an A+. But that's all we got right now. So, Ice, any final words for the people before we jump off?
Hey, we appreciate y'all coming along for the ride, man.
Absolutely.
Let's keep on going.
That's right. And it's good to have you back on the mic, brother. Yeah, good to have you back on the mic. We're going to do this a little bit more now. Yes, sir. We're going to figure this out because I know that our schedules are quite crazy right now. So we will definitely figure this bad boy out, man. But we want to get more content for you guys. We're like, dang, man. Like, life is happening, bro. But, yeah, but you can follow us on Twitter. You know, our handle's on @EnigmasUNC. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. I follow that also @EnigmasUNC. You can also visit us on our website. That's EnigmasUNC.com. And don't forget that Ice is your friend's best friend. And don't forget that T-Nigma was always the voice of the voiceless. Just saying, and also never ever forget to solve those enigmas. Okay? Solve those enigmas. Do not leave them unsolved. Right? And for the meantime, cover up your face. But most importantly, wash your filthy hands. We out of here.